You know, it's just
some
days for the president, he's just got to get up and as he's sitting on the side of the bed lighting up his first one going.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Michelle?
I don't know if he's doing that. He may be going outside to light up his first one.
Yeah, because there's probably a balcony off the bedroom,
yeah,
don't you think? He probably has himself a Pepsi can out there that's pretty nappy looking right now, don't you think?
Got a little water in the bottom of it just to make sure the button goes out.
But somebody's got to be in charge of changing that thing out, don't you think?
You can drop that thing in there.
Yeah. Do you think he's flicking ashes, though? I mean, in there
right onto the rose garden or something?
Today, I guarantee
you. He's doing the little cup the hand and thump the ring finger thing.
I guarantee you, today he is flipping the butt out onto the grass. He's not happy.
Really? He's going to make a speech?
He's what? Not.
Oh.
Yeah, really.
Put that over. Well, he got into a little scheduling flap here.
I heard about that last night. And that's
it was announced that he was going to do his big jobs rollout thing before a joint session of Congress next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. That'd be September the 7th. The problem is that is the same night as the planned Republican presidential debate at the Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley. That, of course, will be the first time that the two hair candidates are on the same stage.
Right.
Well, so immediately everything ramps up. You know, there are the Republicans saying, how dare you do this, because then people have to make the choice to either watch you or watch the Republicans. When, in fact, most U.S. Americans won't watch either. But that's never you mind about that. But it was going to cause headaches for some people because, obviously, I know MSNBC probably was, and Fox probably was going to want to cover both of those things. And,
right.
And so the whole thing immediately set up the little snipe back and forth.
Yeah. Well, of course, Obama doesn't care what Fox wanted to do.
That's CNN wanted to do. But John Boehner asked the president to move his speech to the next night.
Which
would be a week from tonight.
Right.
But see, that's also the night that the NFL has their big kickoff thingy deal.
Exactly.
Happening.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of put the president between a rock and a hard place there. But the president agreed, and our crisis is diverted. The great American tragedy, we can now stand down. We don't have to worry about them clashing on the same night. But, I mean, really?
So when's he going to do it?
He's going to do it Thursday, a week from tonight.
Which is the NFL thing,
right? Yeah. So that brings up a whole new kettle of fish, but it's not political then, see?
Right.
Before the president's rescheduling speech, several GOP lawmakers, including Jim DeMint, vowed to block the president's speech. He said, if he has a jobs proposal, put it in writing and give me a cost estimate and send it over.
Uh-huh.
I want to read the bill, not listen to talking points off a teleprompter.
Right.
That's Jim DeMint. Jim better never use a teleprompter. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if he's going to say that.
What time is he going to speak? Do we know?
Well, it'll be 7 o'clock. And see, that's
7 o'clock Eastern time?
7 o'clock local time.
So 8 o'clock that time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's only one football game, New Orleans at Green Bay, and it starts at 8:30 Eastern time.
Yeah. But it's their big NFL kick, you know, hoop to do deal with all the music guests and all that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
If anyone cares about that.
Yeah.
So their pregame will be preempted, but as long as the speech doesn't go over 30 minutes, you know.
You think he's going to have a countdown clock?
Well, probably so. You know, it won't conflict with kickoff. So
now, I got several questions. First of all, why does he have to do this before a joint session of Congress?
Mm-hmm.
Can't he just sit in the Oval Office and read it off the teleprompter there? I mean, is it such a grand and sweeping announcement that it has to be before a joint session of Congress?
Well, or because it's a job proposal, I mean, you really run the risk of some negative feedback right there in Congress. I mean, why not stage it a little bit better?
Sure, exactly, because then we're going to get into the old State of the Union dress. Okay, you got to stand and clap on this line. You got to stand. You know, you got to sit down on your hands on this line.
I would be very surprised if this follows the route of the State of the Union and there's any standing up at all. I mean, wouldn't you?
This is a different
type of thing.
Yeah, I would agree.
This is not a stand up type of thing. I mean, there'll be applause, you know, from half the room, but I can't see all the standing ovations for this.
Well, and again, for their part, whoever's Kerry, the NFL game doesn't want that. Well,
again, yeah, right.
I'm saying these people who watch the NFL are going to want to watch the president.
That's exactly.
Uh-huh. They're all out of work up there anyway. They don't care. They just want to drink a beer and start watching it. I just need to get a buzz on before the game. I'll be fine. Anyhow, U.S. News reports that Rick Perry told a group of conservatives this past weekend that if he gets the GOP presidential nomination, he'll pick a pro-life running mate. That pretty well would seem to take Rudy Giuliani out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think together they had the most balanced hair ticket. And,
yeah, good hair and bad hair.
And after all, that's, you know, isn't that why people vote for president?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Perry did tell them that he made a mistake signing the mandate on the HPV vaccine. But, you know, we knew that in Texas when he said it.
Uh-huh.
You know, what were you thinking, Governor, when you did that? John Huntsman, you know who he is? He's the guy who keeps trying to run for president and nobody's paying attention.
Right. Nice looking fellow, though.
Oh, mm-hmm. And, you know, and got a little background because he was the ambassador to China over there in that Democrat administration. He is introducing a major plan to simplify the U.S.-American tax system. His idea, eliminate all tax deductions and credits in favor of three lower rates of 8%, 14%, and 23%. That's it. That's what he wants to do. Reduce the corporate tax rate from 35% to 25% and eliminate the tax on capital gains and dividends. That's the whole plan right there. That is it. Three tax rates, eliminate the tax on capital gains and dividends, and reduce the corporate tax rate by 10%. That's pretty easy to say.
Yeah, that's pretty easy to figure.
Wouldn't take long to write
that'd be,
it.
That'd be like a one- or two-pager for everybody, wouldn't it?
I think so, yeah. And the bizarre saga between Sarah Palin and Christine O'Donnell continues to get stranger and stranger.
Ooh, are we to the kiddie pool with Jell-O yet?
Well, we may need to
You're hoping, right?
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Okay.
There's a pay-per-view event.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, we need somebody to fight Michelle Bachmann next.
Two-piece or one-piece?
No, do you have to ask?
Sarah Palin placed her appearance at Saturday's Tea Party rally in Iowa on hold yesterday after a series of mix-ups over the event's lineup. See, Tuesday organizers had invited Christine O'Donnell to speak at the rally, but then they took that back. Remember, we told you about that a few hours later. But by Tuesday night, they had re-invited her. So then Sarah Palin's team gets huffy, and they just said they're tired of the continual lying from event organizers. And, of course, organizers for their part.
That'll get you invited back.
Yeah, say that they are working with Palin's team to correct any misunderstandings. Peace, 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 to work out the appearance. Because I guess what? It'll be a failure if Sarah Palin doesn't speak there. Is that it? Will there be nine people who get there in the same Chevy wagon to hear the speaking if she's not there? Is she that crucial to the Tea Party movement, I guess, is my question. That she has to be there and they have to put up with all the foolishness that is Sarah Palin. So, anyhow, we'll keep you posted because I know we're all waiting to hear about that.
Hi, this